Biologists have found large amounts of microplastic pollution in ocean sediments off Australia's coastlines in a recent study. The new research was the first in Australia to examine the problem, taking samples from across southern and eastern Australia. Sunita Osborne reports.
A shocking amount of microplastics have been found littering the seafloor of Australia's coast in a study that looked at maritime sediments at 42 different locations. The research was conducted by the Institute for Marine and Antarctic Studies at the University of Tasmania that sampled coastal areas in Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Hobart. Marine ecologist for the Institute for Marine and Antarctic Studies at the University of Tasmania, Dr. Scott Ling, says microplastics come from a range of different plastic products.
So our sampling of the seafloor sediments around southeast Australia really turned up two major types of microplastic. The first type was microplastic particles. So these are plastics that have broken down from larger plastic objects. So this, you sort of see this degradation of the plastics from a large to a smaller form. So these are commonly used plastics in our everyday life. The other form of plastic we see is the microfiber filament plastics. So these are typically a lot of the polyesters and synthetic fibres that actually make up a lot of our clothing, and a lot of this signal comes from clothes washing cycles, where we can be producing thousands of these particles or filaments in every wash.
PhD candidate of marine ecology at Macquarie University, Louise Tassetto, says microplastics are often overlooked due to their size.
Microplastics are tiny plastic, small almost beads or small pieces of plastic, which are generally less than 5 millimetres in size, so about the size of a sesame seed. I think they're largely overlooked due to their size. I think people don't realise that they're often using microplastics. There's a lot of knowledge about larger plastic things like plastic bags being mistaken for jelly fish for turtles, and this is the sort of stuff that people can see in their mind. I think it's because people can't see the microplastics that they're often overlooked.
Dr. Scott Ling says that the samples are the first of its kind in Australia, with measurements found around the sea floor in cities similar to microplastic measurements found around the world.
In terms of what's on the sea floor, the sampling we've undertaken really represents some of the first samples of its kind in Australia. Not only it's quite a new thing to be doing in Australia, there aren't that many other measurements around the world. Although our measurements we see, particularly around the cities, the seafloors around the cities are sort of up there, similar with other places in the world.
Research scientist at the Institute for Marine and Antarctic Studies, Dr. Jennifer Lavers, says microplastics could pose a serious threat to marine life.
A whole range of negative side effects have been documented and are also forecast and kind of anticipated. Some of the areas with high densities of plastic were also areas of high biodiversity. Those animals are very commonly encountering those pieces of plastic. And that's also what we found for our study in the Tasman Sea. Some of the marine life that's existing up at the sea surface, not in the sediment, but, you know, flying overhead or living in the top surface layers, is indeed interacting with this plastic. And these animals don't know that plastic is plastic. And what other research around the world has shown is that the plastic is actually almost disguised or totally camouflaged. So often it smells like prey, it looks like prey, it might even have fish eggs or algae growing on its surface. It is completely fooling our wildlife into thinking that this is safe for consumption when it's really not.
Dr. Scott Ling says that using fewer plastic products can prevent microplastics from ending up on the seafloor.
I think we're all part of the problem, and I think all part of the solution. So as I mentioned, a lot of these microplastics are generated from larger plastic items that we use every day. Things like plastic shopping bags, for instance, will enter the ocean, you know, can potentially tangle up larger animals when they're still intact, but eventually they do break down, and as we're showing, they end up on the sea floor. So, you know, everything we can do to minimise our plastic usage will be a good thing. Things like micro beads as well were found in sediments, and I think there's certainly been a big push now to have those sorts of products you know, have certainly gone out of favour, and sort of the social responsibility is increased now that we've increased awareness of this problem. And I guess, so this study really is about further raising awareness that everything that we do that uses a lot of plastics can have a lot of consequences for all parts of the ocean, not just the upper surface layers or beaches, but also on the seafloor itself, how this then will enter into the sea creatures there and ultimately our seafood remains to be really determined. But everything we can do to minimise our use of plastic certainly will be helpful in the longer term.